Hi, my name is Vinny.
Hi,
I'm
Vinny.
Calling, hi, George. I'm calling from Sarasota, Florida.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a new listener to your show about 4 months. I think you have a great show. I have a story I want to present to you
that
I learned today. First of all, I've been a skeptic about aliens and spaceships and UFOs. I've never believed in anything what I've heard. I've never seen anything. Anyways, I'll give you a little background on the story so you can understand where I'm coming from.
Sure.
About 5 years ago, I was injured in an automobile accident, and I developed back problems, lower back problems. So I started seeing this orthopedic. And I saw him on a regular basis, on a weekly basis, for the last 5 years. As the years have gone on, we developed a very good friendship. Besides a doctor-patient friendship, we developed a good personal friendship. And we talk about a lot of topics. Well, anyways, today, George, I was talking to him about your program. I asked him, I said, have you ever listened to Coast? I said, it's a great show. I said that he talked, I said, this guy by the name of George Norrie talks about UFOs and psychics and a variety of topics. He says, no, I haven't. And so he says, I'll tell you something. He says, you're not going to believe this. He says, but I'll tell you if you promise not to use my name, not to tell anybody else and use my name in reference. I said, go ahead, tell me. I promise. Anyways, he told me when he was in the military back in the 1980s, he was stationed at a base in Arizona, I believe outside Tucson, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
It has an Indian name. He told me the name today, and I was so excited about the story that it was one of those names you can't pronounce. It was Fort something near Tucson. Anyways, he had a top. He told me he had a top secret clearance, and that I asked him. I said, "Have you ever seen aliens or UFOs?" And he says, he looked at me and he shook his head. He says, what I'm going to tell you, he says, please don't mention my name. He says, I don't want anybody in black coats here with sunglasses.
Showing up.
Yeah. So I said, I promise. So anyways, he says that he saw these aliens. They were in clear body bags, translucent body bags, filled with, the chemical they call them, the preserve, formaldehyde?
Formaldehyde, sure.
Right, filled up with formaldehyde. He said these aliens were anywhere from 12 to 14 feet tall. He said they were very tall. I mean, he was trying to point at the ceiling of his office how tall, and I looked, and I said, roughly 12, it looked like at least 12 feet high. He said that, so he described a little bit, he got in detail how they looked like. He said that as far as the nose went, that they had two little holes where the nose area is, very small mouth, a very large head, and long arms and so on, very thin looking and lean. And he said, I said, well, what was there, a couple hanging in the body bags? He says there was many of them. And he didn't tell me what number. I was so excited. I didn't try to get down to how many. He said there's many that were in body bags.
Are you a believer now because of this
guy?
Oh,
my God. I couldn't wait till your show started to call. I said George is not going to believe this. Then he described to me in a hangar at this base.
Now, would this be Davis Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson?
No, it has a real Indian name.
Oh, it's not that one then. Okay.
No. I'll see him next week. If I get it, I will call you back and give you this name. Also, I want to mention George that he said that there was a variety of UFO aircraft that crashed that was in the hangar that he saw. One was a triangular shaped aircraft with no corners. He said there was another one that looked like Battlestar Galactica's mothership. He said it was huge, that was in the hangar. And he said that he couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe it. But he was really, you know, nervous about it. Please don't mention my name, anything like that. He says, I don't need any problems with the government. But I to this day, I never believed. And it changed me, George. And I just wanted to pass this information.
I've got it. It's Fort, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, Fort Huachucha, is it?
That's it. And he had a top secret clearance. He was there for, I believe, 6 years. And He said it was unbelievable. He said how tall these aliens were. He said he couldn't believe it.
That's incredible.
He says that their heads were huge. He says they had to be very, very intelligent.
God, I wish he'd give you some pictures of these.
Excuse me?
If he had given you any pictures of these, you know what we could do with those?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know where to start. He's an orthopedic doctor now. I mean, he's very leery about telling. I mean, he confided in me because he trusts me at this point, I guess, in a relationship. But I'm afraid to... when I see him, I will try to get more information.
Okay,
out of him,
please, yeah, keep us up to date on what's going on there.
Yeah, I thought you would appreciate that, George.
Okay, thanks, appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
Okay, and I'm glad you're a listener now.